You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Cheryl Snyder. We're going to get the dirt on trail mix today. Joining us is Ryan O'Shaughnessy, Executive Director of Trail Mix. Welcome, Ryan.
Hi, Cheryl. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's great to have you here today. It'd be great if you could start by giving us the overview of the work of Trail Mix.
Yeah, so Trail Mix is a nonprofit that's been in existence in Juneau since 1993. And we partner with local, municipal, state and federal governments and other community organizations to maintain and build hiking trails in Juneau.
Okay. And I understand that you just wrapped the season about a month ago. What can you tell us about some of the work that you accomplished?
So we had a really big season and we had some big shoes to fill coming out of our 2020 season with our work with the COVID-19 Conservation Corps. And I really think we lived up to that legacy. We were working on the Treadwell Ditch. We continued our work from the Blueberry Hills trailhead towards Eagle Crest. We're really excited that we're coming into the kind of final stretches of improvements on that trail. We worked on the Point Bridget Trail, Lena Point Trail, Blackerby Ridge Trail, and we did some work on the Outer Point Trail as well.
Mm-hmm. And can you describe what sorts of improvements you're making?
Yeah, so on the Treadwell Ditch, for example, we've been doing a lot of tread work. So everyone knows that some of our trails in Juneau tend to get pretty steep and muddy. So we make a lot of improvements by importing gravel to replace some slippery boardwalk in some places. In some places, we build bridges where, erosion has caused washouts or other bridges have collapsed in the past. And sometimes we're building new trails and making new connections between our trails and to new places to visit.
Mm-hmm. And do you also do the maintenance on the trails?
Yeah, so we do a lot of brushing. It's probably our biggest maintenance. You'll know in July up the Perseverance Trail or Granite Creek, for example, it's almost hard to find a trail that can get so overgrown with vegetation. So our seasonal field staff will go and kind of cut all that vegetation back, and then also deal with things like down trees or where there's a washout when we have a big rain event and Gold Creek takes away some of the Perseverance Trail, for example. We'll respond to that pretty quickly and go fix those things up so that we can keep enjoying our trail system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it makes sense when there's an emergency situation on a trail, that's going to get the first attention. But outside of that, how do you prioritize which trails you're going to work on in a season and which ones you're going to push down the road for a couple more years?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we get that a lot. So we work really closely with the city and with the Forest Service Division of State Parks. To plan these things out. And this all goes through public process. So we've been working on the Juneau Trails Plan, which is a document that we've been collaborating on with those agencies to list out these trail priorities over the next 10 to 20 years. So like you said, we can't really predict the future. And sometimes these things happen that require our immediate attention. But those planning documents kind of give us some guidelines for what to look at in the future.
Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit more about the trail plan? Aside from maintaining what we currently have, are there plans to build some new trails in some new places?
I think I would love to build new trails in new places, and I hope that this trails plan will facilitate that. What the process sort of looks like is we've met with all different kinds of groups from around, sports groups. The Nordic Ski Club was just on. We met with the Nordic Ski Club. We've met with motorized users and mountain bikers, and we've met with the Grateful Dogs of Juneau and all kinds of different organizations to find out how people use trails. And how we can improve our trail system. And one of the big things that we've been hearing is folks would like to see more loops and more connections in our trail systems. So we're really excited in the next couple of years to be prioritizing some new loop trails and new connections between trails so that we don't have as many out and back and we have a few more kind of loop options in our trail system.
That's great. Are you able to share what some of those new loops might be?
Yeah, I'd love to. So one of the ones that I'm really excited about, and this is a project that we started the 2021 work season, and we'll continue it next year, but we'll be connecting the Cope Park to up to the Flume with the Christopher Trail. And that's a trail that's been closed for a while, but we'll reopen that trail once it's a little bit safer and there's been some work on the erosion happening. Another one that I'm really, really excited about is rerouting the Mount Jumbo, trail and moving the trailhead. So currently
the trail. Where would that go? That's interesting.
Yeah. So we're really, really excited to move that trailhead into Savico Park and to connect the Mount Jumbo trail to the Treadwell historic loop. So, I think that, we're working closely with the city right now to work on that alignment. And I think we've got a really good plan and we're excited to potentially start work in July of 2022.
Mm. Interesting. The other one that I am thinking about is the Peterson cabin over to John Muir. You know, there's people, a lot of people that.
Oh, yeah.
Has that been put on the list?
Definitely
Juno's hut to hut.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? You know, and that's a route that I've hiked a number of times, and it would just be so great to improve it. And I think it's a great skiing loop in the winter too.
Yes, yeah.
And generally that whole area, the whole Spalding Meadows and Montana Creek area, there's so much potential there. And so that's actually, you know, part of that trails planning process. We realize how much recreation potential there is in that area. And so we've actually started a separate Montana Creek and Spalding Meadows comprehensive planning effort to really identify some great opportunities there. So, and there's some interesting obstacles, you know, for example, the land ownership and management, so the different access points to that area are all managed by different agencies. And that's a place where TrailMix really comes in handy is, you know, bringing our relationships with these different agencies together to collaborate on projects like connecting those two trails and hut-to-hut systems and that kind of thing.
For listeners who are interested in getting involved in some of these conversations about trail maintenance and trail creation, how do they learn about the meetings when they're happening?
Yeah, so there's a couple of great ways to be involved. First, our website is trailmixinc.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at TrailMix Inc. or on Instagram at TrailMix_Inc.
Okay.
On our website, you can find you can subscribe to our newsletter that comes out monthly, and that's called The Dirt. So if you're looking for The Dirt on TrailMix, you can subscribe to The Dirt on our website.
Okay. And now that we're in the winter months, what does the workload look like for TrailMix?
So right now we're kind of deep in the planning phases for our projects for next season. We're really looking forward to hiring, our seasonal field crews coming up this spring, and continuing to plan the, the trail projects.
Yeah, terrific. Okay, and then something else that we have to talk about. There was recently a big milestone for your organization, a first in the 28-year history. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so this is the other really big project that's keeping us busy, in particular this winter. We're moving. So since inception, TrailMix has been working out of a small tool cage in a CBJ Parks and Recreation shop. And this is, you know, since like the mid-90s. And we've grown a lot since that time. You know, for context, I was one of two folks on a trail crew when I first started working at TrailMix almost 7 years ago. And now we have, you know, field staff of almost 20 folks seasonally. So we're moving into our own building and facility, and then that's really exciting. So, you know, some of our staff has been hard at work getting that set up and moving our tools and building out our workshop and tool benches. And we're so excited to have a little space to spread out and better care for our equipment, and in turn, better care for Juno's trails.
Well, it's super, super exciting. So for people who would like to get involved, you've given the website, maybe you can give it again. And if they'd like to support the organization, they do that from your website as well, I'm assuming?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can sign up to be a member at trailmixinc.org. Again, our social media is trailmixinc on Facebook and trailmix_inc on Instagram.
Okay. Ryan, was there anything that we missed today? Anything that you wanted to share?
You know, Cheryl, thanks so much for having us. I think we're enjoying the snow, but we're really looking forward to getting back on the trails this spring.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for all the work you're doing to make Juneau a place where it's so easy to just get outside and enjoy where we live.
Awesome. Thanks, Cheryl.
Okay. Have a great afternoon.
Take care.